movies, music, television, and more. This is
Entertainment.
Rebooted.
Only on WZIP.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Entertainment Rebooted. I'm your host for today, Trey Hubbard, and today I'm going to be reviewing the movie Madam Web. I'm going to start off with some facts, and then I'm going to get into my expectations and what I think of the movie afterwards and all that kind of jazz. But the movie was released on February 14, 2024. It had a pretty good cast, you know what I'm saying? People like Sydney Sweeney were in it, Isabella Mercer, Emma Roberts. Everybody knows who Emma Roberts is. And the main lady that would play Madam Web was Dakota Johnson. I've never actually seen her in anything because most of these people in the cast are like people from previous movies or previous TV shows that I've seen. But I didn't know who she was. But a surprise guest that I didn't expect in this movie was Mike Epps. He usually plays really funny roles. If you know who Mike Epps is, I mean, he's a comedian, number one. So that's granted that he's going to have funny roles. But in this movie, he was really a really serious character. He had a really serious role. His scene was serious. So I'm definitely going to say he was more of a serious character this time around. And I mean, honestly, Mike Epps can act a little bit, you know what I'm saying? He could do a little thing with the acting, but in this movie, it was I'm not going to spoil too much about it, but he had a very serious situation, and, you know, I think he did his thing. It was directed by S.J. Clarkson and was distributed by Sony Pictures, and the film had a budget of around $80 million. You know, these Marvel movies, they're pretty expensive to make for sure. You know, all the effects that go into it, all the, I think the location of it probably was a thing where they had to like shut, because it was based around New York and they had to probably shut down a lot of the streets just to get these scenes and stuff like that. I appreciate that they didn't have like a little green screen. I'm sure they wouldn't, but you know, with the past couple of Marvel movies, like, what was it called? Thor Love and Thunder. It was like, I don't know. It seemed like a lot of green screen was used. So that's why I was kind of like, I'm glad they didn't use green screen around this time. I mean, they did in some scenes, but you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get into all that when I talk about the actual movie. My expectations of this movie before going into the theater, I think I saw it a couple days or maybe a week after it released. I wasn't even planning to see it, honestly. My friend, he was just like, you know, I want to see how bad this movie actually is. Because when it came out, I mean, people weren't expecting too much. But after a couple of days of it out, you know, it started to get negative reviews. People were kind of like iffy about it. Not even iffy. People did not like it. People did not like it at all. And I mean, I was just like, okay, I'm probably just going to wait till it comes out. I don't know. And like, one of the streaming services. I was going to say Max, but I don't even know if Max has a contract with Marvel. It's definitely going to come out on Disney Plus, but I wasn't even planning to watch it in the theaters, you know what I'm saying? Wasting my time. So, because everybody's like, you know, it's not going to be good. It's not good at all. Even though it has all these actors in that you already know, that you are familiar with, it's just not good. So my expectations going into this movie were not, it wasn't positive, I should say, you know. When I got in there, I was like, you know, let me not have a taste of what other people say. Let me have my own taste and let me experience this movie. Sorry for my laughing, but let me experience this movie for myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to have my own opinion. That's what I like to do about these movies, whether it has spoilers or not. Cause I literally got spoiled for, like, I think it was one of the last Avengers. I think it was probably Endgame or something like that. I was really spoiled for it. And I mean, it has so many positive reviews about it, you know. And of course, when you go in there, you're like, you're thinking of these positive reviews. But when I'm watching something, I like to form my own opinion. I don't want other people's opinions about the movie shape my view on how this movie is going to be and shape my experience on how the movie, shape my experience of the movie. So, yeah. But when I did look it up on I think it was IMDb or one of the Rotten Tomatoes sites, I seen that it was ranked lower than Morbius. So that was a red flag right there. Granted, I never seen Morbius, but I seen a couple clips on TikTok or something like that. And yeah, it didn't look good. So for this to be ranked lower than Morbius, I was like, wow, this really has to be a bad movie. But that's what my roommate was more curious about. So we went to go see it. And it was an experience for sure. Yeah, I have a lot of complaints about it. I mean, I didn't want to believe that it was that bad of a movie, but after seeing it, it was bad. Leaving the theater, it was just the complaints I had were, in most of the scenes, it felt like I was watching a dub of a movie. And when I say that, I mean most of the characters would talk and their lips would not match up with their talking. So that was just like, this is an $80 million movie. How is their speech not lined up with their lips? That just doesn't make sense. And I mean, the camera work too was kind of bad. You know what I'm saying? There were times where you know how in those movies where there's a dramatic scene and they zoom in on the characters' faces. It was like that, but think of if a high schooler made those choices those camera choices. Like if it was like a close-up zoom up, you would just zoom into the person's face. It was like literally no effects or anything like that. It was just like they took the raw footage and just like, okay, that's pretty good. That's what it seemed like most of the movie too. Like they just took the first take and didn't really care about it at all after that. The acting was pretty cool. I feel like, you know, since you have all these good actors in it, it's just bound to have good acting. But the one thing that brought it down from the acting is the dialogue. Most of the dialogue in this movie was really corny. Nobody really says, like, it comprised of, like, three young adults. Granted, it was in 2009 or whatever, like, something like that. Or 2000, early 2000s, I know. But I'm pretty sure nobody really said the things that were being said in this movie. It was just cringy most of the time to even watch it, you know what I'm saying? I know there was one scene where Madam Webb was trying to give one of the girls a high five or whatever. And she's like, yeah, I'm not cool. We don't do high fives. And I'm like, I mean, I guess, but that's just corny to me. I just don't like that trope. There's a lot of tropes in this movie that I just didn't. I don't know. I didn't like. I mean, the character, I feel like it could have been brought out so much better, in my opinion. The characters were pretty cool. They had a kind of a cool backstory. Interesting way that they were brought together. I like that. I like how the string and the play on word of like the web and stuff like that, the web of life, how everybody was strung together. Everybody's path crossed at around the same time. You know, it was a cool little concept. I'm not too familiar with the Madam Web comics, you know, but I mean, I know other things and about comics, but this was pretty cool. This is a pretty interesting topic. Or pretty interesting subject of time travel, kind of future telling, whatever you want to call it. It was a pretty cool concept to me, and I feel like they could have executed it way better than they did. It's just disappointing at the most, you know what I'm saying, when you have such a cool concept and you just flop with it. Rewatchability with this movie, I'm not rewatching this movie ever again. I'm sorry, but I'm not even sorry, bro. Like, this movie was terrible, and it's not something that... It's more of a joke movie, you know what I'm saying? It's one of those movies that you would give to the aliens to be like, yeah, this is a reason why human film should not exist, just because this film was just terrible, bro. Like, it was bad. Yeah, I feel like I would rewatch... I never seen Morbius. I was going to say I would probably rewatch Morbius than I would this one, but I can't even think of any other bad movies that I've seen. There's been movies like low production, like Tubi movies. I could definitely watch Tubi movies over and over again before I watch this movie. And that's crazy to think about. It had this much of a budget, but movies that are mostly homemade on Tubi are way better than this. They have better camera work. They have better, I mean, sometimes you're gonna use practical effects and it's not going to look as good as if you had, you know, special effects, but or CGI or whatever, but, you know. It was better. Yeah, I mean, most Tubi movies are better than this one, and that's just sad, honestly. Like, it's just sad. My final rating on this movie is probably going to be out of 10, I would say it's definitely probably a 3 or a 2 or 2.5, I should say. 3 or 2.5 is my rating for this movie out of 10. Out of 10. It's kind of sad to see the downfall of Marvel movies because you went from these Avengers movies, these great movies. Everybody was tuned in. Everybody was tuned in. People that even like superheroes were tuned in. So it's like you go from that to Morbius to Thor: Love and Thunder to this one. It's just it degrades every movie, and it's so sad to see the Marvel industry, because I like seeing superhero movies. I like, I'm more of a DC person, but you know what I'm saying? Either or, this superhero genre is not going well right now. I don't know what it needs, if it needs a revival. I think the only one good ones are like Spider-Man movies and Guardians of the Galaxy was a really good one. I love Guardians of the Galaxy. The new Guardians of the Galaxy Part 3 is the best Marvel movie, I think, that's been released as in recent times, if you don't count the Spider-Man movie. It's sad to see the future of it, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not going good at all. I don't even know what to say. It's just disappointing. I'm not even a like super Marvel, super superhero movie like person. I don't really, I enjoy them, you know what I'm saying? They're like good little watches if you just have one, if you want something to watch, you know what I'm saying? But for the most part, I'm more of a like, maybe horror movie, maybe mystery person. Like Knives Out. Knives Out got me into mysteries, I'm not gonna lie. But other things like that, you know what I'm saying? It's letting other genres advance and letting other genres take the spotlight, you know what I'm saying? Superhero movies need a comeback and it needs a revival of a movie. Most of these movies now are not it. So, yeah, to Marvel, to DC, please make better superhero movies. We need it. But yeah, that's been my review of the movie Madam Web. Check it out if you haven't. I'm not gonna promote it like that because, you know, I don't want to disappoint anybody. But hey, if you have any free time and you just want to have a good laugh at a movie, not even in a comedic way, just like in a disappointing way, if you feel like having that, go watch Madam Web. Form your own opinion though, don't go off of my opinion. Like I said, I like to go into movies with my own opinion, even if I do hear things from other people. But, you know what I'm saying? Have your own opinion. Form your own thoughts about it. I hope everybody had a great listening to this. And if you go see Madam Web, I hope you have a good time. And I hope that... I'm going to just say I hope that you have a good time. Because I can't even say anything else, honestly. This has been it for Entertainment Rebooted. If you like this episode, there's many other episodes in Entertainment Rebooted on Spotify, Apple Music, or any streaming service that you have. But yes, this has been Trey, and I hope y'all have a great day.